Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 9, verses 9 and 10. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord. I think for many this is a very misunderstood concept. But since over and over both the Psalms and Proverbs tell us that the fear of the Lord is key to the attainment of wisdom, we need to get a grip on what it really is, and then let it get a grip on us. The fear of the Lord. A.W. Tozer, one of my favorite authors, said this: "The current trick of frightening people into accepting Christ by threatening them with atom bombs and guided missiles is not spiritual. Neither is it effective. By shooting off firecrackers in the face of a flock of goats, you could conceivably succeed in herding them into a sheepfold. But all the natural fear in the world cannot make a sheep out of a goat, and neither can fear of an enemy invasion turn unrepentant men into lovers of God and righteousness. It just doesn't work that way." On the other hand, one of my all-time favorite moments to capture this is in Isaiah 6. Isaiah had just experienced the death of a king he respected. He was desperate. He looked up and it says, "He saw the Lord on his throne in heaven, glorious, high, and lifted up." Isaiah was totally in awe, filled with reverence, and it shook him up. Now that is the fear of the Lord. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.